Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 140. But now let's review what we learned last time.
Is that you, John?
Yes, speaking.
Tell Mary we'll be late for dinner this evening.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Hasn't Mary told you? She invited Charlotte and me to dinner this evening. I said I would be at your house at 6 o'clock. But the boss wants me to do some extra work. I'll have to stay at the office. I don't know when I'll finish. Oh, and by the way, my wife wants to know if Mary needs any help.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is John Smith, isn't it?
Yes, I'm John Smith.
You are John Smith, the engineer, aren't you?
That's right.
You work for the overseas engineering company, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm John Smith, the telephone engineer, and I'm repairing your telephone line.
在139课，我们看到了很多的宾语从句，那今天就让我们来再学习一些更多的知识。Now let's look at the picture and make some sentences. The first one.I lost my keys yesterday. What did she say? She said she had lost her keys the day before. I have finished my homework. What did he say? He said that he had finished his homework. They said,We have been seeing the film. What did they say? They said they had seen the film. We had taken lunch. What did she tell you? She told me that they had taken lunch. It will rain tomorrow. What did he say? He told me thatIt would rain the next day. I can't do this math problem. What did he tell you? He told me that he couldn't do this math problem. I may return at 6 o'clock. What did she tell you? She told me that she might return at 6 o'clock.好，让我们来看这个表格进行复习。当我们在直接引语中用一般现在时的时候，间接引语我们要变成一般过去时。直接引语是现在进行时，间接引语是过去进行时。直接引语是一般现在时的过去时态，一般过去时，那我们要用过去完成时。同样现在完成时变成过去完成时，过去完成时不能再变化了，也就是说最后一步时态也就是过去的过去，过去完成时。那么一般将来时则要变成过去将来时。第二，在直接引语转为间接引语时，下列情况是时态不需要变化的。第一，直接引语如果是一个客观真理的话，比如说The earth moves around the sun and the moon moves around the earth, the teacher told me. The teacher told me the earth moves around the sun and the moon moves around the earth. 第二，直接引语是过去进行时的时候，时态不需要变化。Jack said, John, what were you going when I met you in the street?Jack asked John where he was going when he met him in the street. 第三， 直接引语中有具体的过去中的某年某月某日做时间状语，也是不需要变化的。For example, 小王 said, I was born on April 21st, 1980. 小王 said, he was born on April 1st, 21st, 1980. 第四，直接引语如果是一个一般现在时，表示一种反复出现或习惯性的动作，也是不需要变化的。He said, I get up at 6 every morning. He said, he gets up at 6 every morning. 那今天让我们来看一些特殊疑问句又将怎么样的转换呢？首先要注意保留特殊疑问词作为连接词，第二要调整成陈述句语序。For example, He said to me,What's your name? He asked me what my name was. What are you doing? She asked me what I was doing. Why do you like English? He asked me why I liked English. Where does he live? She asked me where he lived. 再看如果宾语从句是一个一般疑问句的时候，我们在转述时要用连接词 whether 或者 if 来引导，同样要把原句调整成陈述句语序，同时要注意我们要把原句中的 say 变成 ask。 For example, He said, Do you have any difficulties with English? He asked me whether or ifI had any difficulties with my English. Are you a student? She asked me if or whether I am a student. Do you like English? He asked me if I liked English. 注意 if 和 whether 是有区别的。一般情况下两者都可以互换。For example, I want to know if or whetherIt is going to rain tomorrow. 但是下面有几种情况是不能换的。如果 whether 后紧加了 or not 的时候，我们一般不能用 if. For example, Let me know whether or not you can come. 第二，如果引导宾语从句，但是为了强调宾语从句的部分，也是可以把宾语从句放在句首的。此时只能用 whether. For example, whether he will come, I'm not sure. 在不定式前用 whether 而不用 if. I haven't decided whether to go to the cinema or to stay at home. 介词后也是可以用 whether 而不用 if 的。It depends on whether it will be fine.Okay, now let's come to 114.
Lesson 140. Repetition drill. Lesson 140. Do not open your book. Listen. Do not speak.
Are you tired?What does he want to know?
He wants to know if you are tired. Why is Mary late? What does she want to know?
She wants to know why Mary is late. Does Tom get up early? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if Tom gets up early.Now you answer the questions. Ready?
Are you tired? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if you are tired. Why is Mary late? What does she want to know?
She wants to know why Mary is late.Does Tom get up early? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if Tom gets up early. Is Tom doing his homework? What does she want to know?
She wants to know if Tom is doing his homework. What are you cooking? What does he want to know?
He wants to know what you are cooking. When does Tom arrive? What does she want to know?
She wants to know when Tom arrives. Will the children go to bed early? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if the children will go to bed early. When will you have a bath? What does she want to know?
She wants to know when you'll have a bath. Did Tom go to bed early? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if Tom went to bed early. When did Tom go to bed? What does she want to know?
She wants to know when Tom went to bed.
第140课，让更多人知道。如果你可以把一些信息分享给别人，你最愿意分享什么信息呢？第一，网络上最多的信息就是各种段子。欢笑帮助我们身体分泌肾上腺激素和马胺，让我们兴奋。过后，我们必须寻找其他的段子，让我们再次快乐起来。就如同吸毒一样，每一次我们需要更多的笑话，才能有更多的欢笑，这样身体才能产生出同样多的多巴胺。这就是上瘾的原理和节奏。有什么信息可以让我们乐一辈子呢？第二，赚钱秘诀。赚钱的秘诀比笑话带来更持久的快乐。有人终生以赚钱为目的，于是许多人以为钱让我们快乐。错，钱只能让一部分人快乐一段时间。在物质和精神匮乏的地区和时间里，钱没有任何价值。譬如瘟疫造成药物匮乏、饥荒，或者在一个缺少爱的家庭，许多富人已经对金钱和舒适的生活无感了。第三，成功秘诀。钱财相对于成功的事业或者人间无上权力，就如同糖果相对于粮食。贪念成功可能会带来更持久的快乐和满足感，所以有更多的人愿意为了成功而出卖自己的健康、身体和灵魂，不惜与魔鬼和世界的邪恶共舞。第四，生命。主耶稣曾说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？又说，我来了，是要让人得生命，而且得得更丰盛。从耶稣来的丰盛的生命是永远的生命，是圣洁，充满仁爱、怜悯、喜乐、平安、尊贵的生命之主的生命。许多人得到了，得到耶稣生命的人就做见证，愿意舍弃世界而得着耶稣的生命，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。耶稣生命的信息才是我们最值得告诉人的信息。让我们祷告。主啊，求您帮助我们传福音，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。